We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Susan Morgan about what it takes to become a Youper.
Coming here as an outsider and immediately recognizing I wanted to call this place home, but knowing I'd have to earn it somehow. It wasn't my heritage. I had to earn it somehow and have the right to be called a Youper. Most people I've asked have said, no, you can't be a Youper, including those who've moved away. They were born here and then immediately moved, but they still tell me, my friend Joyce, who lives downstate near Traverse City, says, I'm a Youper because I was born there, but you can't be because you weren't born there. And that's kind of an attitude you hear a lot. And I said, but I lived there longer than you did, Joyce. And she said, it doesn't matter. You didn't live there. You didn't grow up there. Other people say, I guess if you've lived there long enough and had a few bad winters, you could be a Youper. At the first, I would have told you I earned it that first winter. It was 1985-86, and it was the first of two record-breaking snowfall totals for Marquette and Marquette County. I think there was something like 280 inches one year, maybe somewhere around there the next. But conquering the winter seemed one way to really start to belong. At least you had something to complain about with everybody else, starting in about February until it melted. But I felt it almost like a physical presence I was fighting, like an enemy to be overcome. Winter was this enemy you had to get past. Right from the start, I really wanted to call this home. But there was then, and maybe is even now to some extent, some invisible layer between you're not from here and you're from here. And I knew I had to overcome that a little bit. And honestly, I don't think that started to happen until our kids were of school age and I started to meet more people like me. I joined a church, started to meet a lot of people that way. The favorite definition somebody gave me as a gift was, I guess you get to call the UP home, or any place home, once you've lived there longer than anywhere else. And I did the math, which was hard, and I realized about 4 years ago, I guess, I passed that mark. Because I moved up here when I was 27. I did the math wrong. Anyhow. 3 or 4 years ago, I became a Youper by that definition, because I am now about to turn 56, and I've been here 29 years. I do feel like I'm a Youper. I feel like I've earned the privilege a long time ago. I guess if somebody asked me where I was from now, I would say I'm from the UP. I'm from Marquette, which may or may not qualify as the real UP, depending, again, on who you talk to. I strongly feel a sense of belonging to this particular environment and this particular people. So yeah, I guess I'm a Youper.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by John Main. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.